This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello and welcome to episode 100 of Sunday Supplement. Hopefully,
what?
On the other end of the line is Izzy Lawrence.
What?
We've had a few technical problems.
I'm on the web. I'm a networks. I'm connected. I am the Matrix.
What does the internet run on? Phone lines?
It's not a series of tubes, Simon. It's
I didn't say it was a series of tubes.
It's
I said phone
matrix.
Lines.
It's not phone lines, is it? It's magic. Half the time, the internet isn't lined at all, so you can use it on your mobile phone.
Anyway, this is all irrelevant, because the reason I couldn't hear you was because the volume on my speakers was turned down.
Yeah, we only spent half an hour working that out.
Yeah, well, I can't help being a numpty.
Me going, I'll get this cable. This is a better cable. I'll use that cable. Ooh, how about this microphone? Oh, no, because that plugs into my ear jacks and I can't hear you. My ear jacks, by the way, is a very intimate part of me. And I can't believe it. I feel violated, Simon.
Whatever. Anyway, I'm too tired to concentrate much.
Why are you so sleepy?
Because I'm not sleeping.
Oh, aren't you? I've been sleeping loads.
Oh, piss off. I keep going to bed late and then waking up really early having not slept and not being able to get back to sleep again.
Aww. Is it because, like, it's getting to summertime so you're stopping your hibernation period?
Yes, because I'm some sort of rodent, obviously. Did you get a newspaper?
Yeah, I did.
What?
What did you get?
I can't remember. What did you get? Tell me what you got and it might remind me what I got.
People?
The people?
People?
On a Saturday?
Yeah, I forgot we were doing Saturday one, so I got a Sunday one, you got a Saturday one. I figured it would be good to see which was better, Sunday or Saturday,
I see. Okay. I got the Times, that's what I got.
Fair enough.
So it's on the Saturday Times versus the Sunday People.
See, I win because it's Sunday Supplement.
I'll piss off. Let's cut things out and keep them then. I just need to warn you.
What?
I looked at my paper at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Without my glasses and very tired eyes.
Right.
So when I say I read it, what I mean to say is I looked at the pictures. So I don't actually know much about the contents of my Saturday Times this week. But it's going to be good. Luckily, I've got a picture spread. No one's going to know why we're laughing because I'm going to have to edit what we're laughing out at.
It's just the fact that you said luckily 16 times.
Anyway, luckily I've got pictures of James Dean.
Ooh, on the cover of a magazine.
Well, not on the cover.
Right.
Matt Damon's on the cover. It's not Vogue either. Anyway, so I've got James Dean photos of him in intimate embraces with his co-star of East of Eden. But I didn't know these things about James Dean. I knew he died early and, you know, he was going to be huge and whatnot. But he only lived to see one of his own films released.
Weird.
Yeah. He died when he was 24. I didn't realise that. He only starred in 3 films, which I didn't realise. And he used his first paycheck from his first film to buy a sports car.
Which then killed him.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp was nearly in a plane crash, according to my paper.
Oh, right.
His personal jet lost both engines, ooh, was hurtling towards the ground, and him and his producer spent the last 2 minutes of their lives, because they'd been drinking some red wine, giggling and laughing manically, and then the engines were fine and managed to get them back online. And I don't know if online's correct, working correctly, going vroom, instead of... If you're in a plane and it's going... That's not a good thing.
That's a bad thing.
You want it to go vroom.
You can't exactly get out and bump start a plane either, can you? So that's quite scary.
That is a bit scary. Mm. The most scariest thing I ever had in a plane, apart from sitting next to some racist ones. I've got family in Australia, so when I was a kid, I used to travel over to Australia quite a lot. And we were going over what must have been the Bay of Bengal, you know, that bit past India. There was a big storm in there. You usually get lots of typhoons and stuff. And at one point, the plane just dropped 500 feet in just like a bump, and that was horrible. That's like 1 little second, 2 little second, you're back okay. So you free fall for that long. And
wow.
It's like, ah.
Is this the same trip where you didn't go to the toilet?
Different trip. I right. definitely went to the toilet on that journey.
Well, I was going to say, yeah. Just to explain, you went all the way to Australia on a plane without going to the toilet.
Well, yeah, I was 6 years old, but I didn't like to use the toilets because they made a loud noise.
That's fair enough. I'm surprised you held it in.
Yeah, 26 hours.
Oh, God, I can go 26 minutes.
I know you can't, but that's because you need to mark your territory.
What have you got?
I've got... I don't know which one to pick. I think this one sums up the goodness that is the people, which is, I stabbed my boyfriend and now we're getting married.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even need to read the article, do you? That just says it all.
Exactly. If it was the other way around, I'm sure there'd be a bit like, don't marry him, he stabbed you.
Yeah, exactly. Apparently it's all right the other way around.
Yeah, it is a bit like this man should not marry a woman. Literally what happened was they'd been going out for like 11 years or something. She wanders into the kitchen one day and sees him with his trousers off and her friend looking a bit worried.
Right.
And then just immediately stabs him in the back and then runs away.
Right.
So she's upset.
Yeah.
Because she thinks they've been having sex. And he was just showing her the scar on his leg.
Yeah.
From an accident. And now he's got two scars, obviously.
Yeah, and so he thought, I know, that's a perfectly understandable reaction to to a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
It's just a bit wrong.
So basically, between us, we got a genius actor who cut in the prime of his life and murder. Well, attempted murder.
Or grievous bodily harm.
Well, yeah. Funny, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, but we have got Johnny Depp giggling.
Well, we haven't actually got him here. That would be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
That would be rubbish. Imagine if you just got Johnny Depp and all he'd do is go, hee hee hee.
That would be the best thing in the world if we just had Johnny Depp giggling in the background of a podcast. If you know Johnny Depp, or you're that girl who managed to get him to come to your school and dress up as Jack Sparrow.
That's amazing. How did she do that?
She wrote him a letter. Well, we could write him a letter.
I bet it was blackmail.
I know what you were doing on that plane.
Yeah.
So we could write him a letter and say, can you come and be Jack Sparrow and giggle in the back of our podcast? I don't think he'll work.
I don't think he'd do that for us.
Oh, well.
No, you're not cute enough.
Well, I could put pigtails in.
But you bring my average down.
If the Lawrence has got her shit together, we'll play Article or Farcical.
Well, this is a bit different to the normal one. Because you know how normally we do Article or Farcical, and I read out three headlines from my supplements, and then one I made up, and it's up to you, Simon, to decide which one I made up.
Yeah.
And this week, I've got an entire pull-out section called Bad Fellas, face-to-face with Britain's most notorious gangsters and hard men.
Right.
Which is basically just a really large magazine full of pictures of criminals and a description about their crimes.
Is it gangster porn?
It is a bit gangster porn.
Right.
So, all I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the names of four criminals, one of which I've made up.
Right.
And one of which is real.
Okay. And I've got to decide which is the made-up gangster man.
Yeah.
Right, I need to warn you.
Yeah.
I know Will Hodgson, who knows everything about gangsters, and we always talk about gangsters when we go on long drive to gigs. So...
You know everything about gangsters.
I know nothing about gangsters, but some of them may sound familiar.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Number one, Gypsy John Fury.
Gypsy John Fury? He sounds brilliant.
Number two, Paul... The Rabbit Lobbin.
Pull the Rabbit. Oh, Pull the Rabbit, I see. It's not a dildo reference.
Number three, Alan Fish Tams.
Why is he called Fish?
I don't think it says.
And
finally, Ray Pretty Boy Shaw.
Ray Pretty Boy Shaw. I've heard of him, I think.
Have you?
Yeah, I think I have.
Is he a pin-up of yours?
Yeah, he's my gangster porn centrefold.
What was he involved in?
Well, he's pretty, so he probably stole moisturiser. Because that's what gangsters do. They don't kneecap people. That's just mythology. They just nick stuff from boots. Right, so I'm going to eliminate Ray Pretty Boy Shaw.
And you're correct to do that one, Simon.
Right, okay, cool.
Shaw is best remembered today for his career as a fighter on the unlicensed boxing scene. But the former bare-knuckle fighter, now 74, pictured with his kit off, previously served 18 years in jail for armed robbery.
Yeah, they're shits. They really are. Pull the Rabbit. That sounds a bit too clever. So I'm going to say... Oh, Gypsy John Fury's good, though.
What about Alan Fish Tams?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me, and it doesn't make any sense that you'd make it up either, so I'm going to say that that's a true gangster. Gangster
correct,
or
Simon?
Wankster?
Yeah, gangster or wankster, there we go. Stephen Sayers, 45, left, and Alan Fish Tams, right, were jailed for 3 years for attacking a doorman, Stuart Watson. The Sayers family is well known in Newcastle. Henry Sayers was jailed for armed robbery while his dad, also called John, was shot in the throat at Quayside Pub in 1995. No explanation why he's called Fish, though, so he does look a bit like a fish.
Maybe that's why, maybe to look. I'm going with Paul the Rabbit. And whatever his last name was, because I forgot to write it down.
Lobbin.
Nobbin?
Lobbin.
Lobbin. Paul the Rabbit Lobbin, rather than Gypsy John Fury. Gypsy John Fury could be a superhero, I think.
You think he could be a superhero?
Rather than a gangster.
Former bare-knuckle fighter Gypsy John Fury, 46, boxed professionally in the 1980s, becoming a respected figure in the Irish travellers community. But the father and trainer of British boxing champion Tyson Fury was this month jailed for 11 years after gouging out a man's eye in a brawl.
Blimey. I was right! Yeah,
you were right. You got it right. You know your criminals, Simon.
You were too clever. That's what it was. You were too clever.
Simon the hamster dun.
How do I torture people if I'm a hamster?
Go up their bums.
We got letters.
Yes, yeah. Simon. We got letters or emails.
Well, I thought, because I often neglect to check the comments on the website, that I do comments from the website this week.
Ooh, that's nice.
And an email.
And an email.
Yeah. Do the email first, I think.
All right, then. Go on.
Dear Izzy.
Yay!
You have a really nice podcast.
Thank you very much.
I don't even mind that old lady who turns up every week to read a newspaper at you.
Well, is that you?
Yes, I presume that he means me. Is she your great-grandmother? You should lock her out of your room. That's from Justin.
Aww.
I'm an old woman, apparently.
Well, you sound a bit like an old woman, an old drunk woman.
An old drunk woman?
Yes, an old drunk woman with a cold and a small yappity dog called Simon.
What's the name of that old woman in that Dickens book?
I don't think there are any Dickens books. I mean, certainly none with old ladies in. What are you talking about, Miss Havisham?
Yeah, she's the one that everything in her room is old and decrepit like her.
Well, yeah, she was stood up on a wedding day, so she sits in, like, her wedding cake and stuff and throws up on small urchin boys that she brings to her.
She sits in her wedding cake, does she?
Something like that. And she speaks to boys called Pip.
I never thought we would be talking about Miss Havisham on the podcast. Anyway, right, this is from Bobcat. I think I like it better when Simon's in a bad mood. It seems to amplify Izzy's silliness. Also, I don't know if anyone's ever told you this, but your voices match really closely.
What? Sorry, Bobcat. I sound nothing like Simon Dunn. Absolutely nothing like Simon Dunn. No, you don't. No, I don't. I mean, I have a beautiful radio voice. Simon sounds like an old woman's dog.
Sitting in a cake. Anyway, I was listening to this on a train to London and giggling so much that the woman in front of me nervously moved away. You've turned me into the weirdo that people avoid. That's from James. I quite like that.
Yeah, well, no, it's good. It's good that we basically alienate people.
Yeah. By putting hamsters up their bums and sitting in cake.
No, this is your personal fantasy, Simon, what you like to do.
I can honestly say you I've like never fantasised about
what
that.
What you do is you pretend to be an old woman, you go into news agents, you buy a newspaper, you force the girl behind the counter to give you chocolate, you dress in her grandmother's clothes and shove a little dog up your arse. That's your idea of a good Sunday.
If you want to write to us, please do, but not about any of those things that Izzy just said. It's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. It's time to flop out the old humdongers. Is that the noise a humdonger makes?
That's me flopping mine out because it's a massive one.
Is it? Is it? I've got quite a massive one, but only in size. I thought I was going to have an easy job finding a really good thing to talk about for Cut Out and Keep this week, because I've got Lux, which is a giant pullout, as big as my face.
So tiny then.
Yeah, a supplement the size of my face wouldn't be very big, would
it? Big as your cage.
This is twice as big as You magazine, and it says it's the best of everything.
Really?
So I thought, all I have to do is open that up and it'll have the best article ever in it.
Yeah.
No, it didn't. What? It's just about fashion.
Oh.
I fucking hate fashion. How dare some twat in a hat with a long, narrow stage tell me that I don't look pretty enough?
I think Twat in a Hat is a very different children's book.
Dr. Seuss is Twat in a Hat.
Yes, which is basically what it is, isn't it?
Yeah. The fashion designer this week got arrested for getting drunk and being really racist and anti-Semitic, didn't he?
So
that's why I said twat in a hat, because the picture I saw of him, he had a hat on.
I see. When you were a kid, did you often find it difficult to tell between Dr. Seuss and Edgar Allan Poe?
I never read Dr. Seuss, ever.
Really?
Or Edgar Allan Poe.
Okay.
So, no. Well, yes, in other words, I did.
Something, something, weak and weary, something, something, bleary, deary.
Quoth the Raven, yeah.
Quoth the Raven.
Yeah. To give you an idea of what's in
Green
Lux,
eggs and ham.
Right, there's an article about where a good holiday is for a billionaire.
For a billionaire?
For a billionaire.
Right, anywhere on the planet that you like.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Got it. Beat my humdogger.
Okay, I've got a large
I don't want you to finish that sentence.
Of screen siren Shobna, who I think is in Corrie.
Shobna as in
plays Sunita.
Yeah, but she was in Dinner Ladies.
Yes.
Yeah, she's good in Dinner Ladies.
She's good in Dinner Ladies. However, it turns out that she's an idiot.
Right.
I will quote this. She regularly has collagen waves. This is how bad the English is. It's not just bad things, but it's bad English. They delivers radio frequency into the deeper layers of the face using ultrasonic roller to tighten skin. Shobna has also tried new dermal filler procedure dubbed the vampire facelift, where blood is taken from the arm, the platelets are extracted, then injected back into the face. Shobna says, I will try anything as long as it's natural and doesn't use any chemicals.
What?
Idiot!
How can you do anything without using chemicals?
Yeah, exactly. So it's completely natural to take blood from your arm and then inject it into your face. That's perfectly natural.
Why don't you just let your heart pump it round to your face?
This is what I don't understand!
It's time to decide then who has the superior supplements on a Sunday out of a Saturday. I win
easily. Because I got criminals.
Yeah.
I got Shobna.
Yeah.
I got stabbing your boyfriend.
Yeah.
And I got a Sunday paper, unlike you.
Yeah, but you said this week we were doing Saturday papers.
I did not say that.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. You're an idiot.
You
cheated. Just can't tell the day of the week. So
you cheated.
Why would I say do Saturday papers? Anyway, you're the one who ran away last week without wanting to do anything.
Oh, yeah, we weren't here last week. Sorry that we weren't here last week.
Yeah, exactly. And why are we not here last week, Simon? Because
you had too much to do.
I've got too much to do tonight and I'm still here. I'm still standing.
Yeah, but the point was we were recording early today so that we'd get the Saturday papers and you got a Sunday. I got confused and my face hurts and I don't feel very well.
I get up in the morning after having a really nice long night.
Piss off.
I get up in the morning after really, it's like, oh, I think, oh, it's quite late in the day. It's about 9:15 already. Why don't I just go downstairs, buy a paper, spend the next couple of hours reading it, relaxing.
I've had 4 hours sleep in a week. Leave me alone. So the newspaper you should have bought last Sunday was
The People.
People.
Which is Izzy's paper, because Simon's an idiot and can't work out how to wake up and
Izzy
read.
Izzy bought a Sunday paper for a Saturday special.
You bought a little sabre or a foil to a jewel, and I bought...
No, see, what you're trying to do is quote The Untouchables about bringing a knife to a gunfight.
Yeah.
But you're not doing it very well.
You bought...
At least you didn't try and do a Connery impression.
You bought a biro to a MacBook Pro presentation.
What's really good about what he says is it's elegant and makes a lot of sense, right? And what you're doing is inelegant and makes no
you
sense.
You bought trainers to a royal wedding. You bought pasta, dried pasta to MasterChef final. You bought a Big Mac to a MasterChef final. And admittedly, it's probably nicer than the food that those people eat.
Why do they put spit all over things these days?
Oh, no, they don't anymore, I don't think. That's gone out of fashion. The sort of like...
Because it looks like spit.
Yes, because it looks like either spit or a bird's had diarrhea over your truffles.
Well, we've covered an awful lot of ground with our supplements this week. Please join us next week. We'll have more of the same bollocks. If you want to write to us, please do it. SundayPodcast@hotmail.com. If you want to leave a message on our Facebook group wall, it's on Facebook. If you want to Twitter us, it's Twitter.
You bought a shark to the Winter Olympics. That's just weird. Why did you do that?
You bought Pauly Shore to a comedy movie.
You bought a £5 Asda jumper to the Paris fashion show.
You bought Nicolas Cage to anything.
That's not fair, because he was really good in some things, and I hate him for being good, because he breaks his own rule.
Bye! Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood, and is used with kind permission.